Ladies and gentlemen, this is Das Hobby, Germany's number one trading card show. And here are your hosts with the perfect podcast faces, Marcus and Dennis.
Liebe Leute, jetzt fragen wir uns, Markus, wer fängt an, den heutigen Podcast zu starten?
Haben wir uns nicht abgesprochen eben.
Nee, zum ersten Mal in Folge 1000 haben wir uns nicht abgesprochen, wer anfängt. Ich habe angefangen natürlich, frecherweise. Wie geht's dir?
Gut. Freue mich sehr auf die heutige Sendung. Wir sind ja heute sehr international,
ja, muss ich sagen. Ja, du bist in Deutschland, ne? Das ist ja weit weg. Ich bin in Los Angeles gerade und der Gast kommt auch von woanders, von der Insel, ne?
Yes. Wo ich noch nicht war, aber deswegen sollten wir, glaube ich, jetzt auf Englisch auf jeden Fall wechseln.
Genau. So we're gonna switch to English now to introduce our guest. I'm sure many people saw the Instagram profile, also like in Germany and Europe, wherever they listen to the podcast. And on this episode, we have the wonderful Jordan from Scotland Card Show. Hello, sir.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Of course. Happy to have you here. And we see in the background already what this show is about.
Yeah.
Perfectly prepared guest. Love it.
Great to have a guest from Scotland. Before we talked, I never met one collector from Scotland. So.
Oh, wow.
Is it big? Is it because of me? Because there's a lot and I just missed
probably.
Them, or is it? Yeah.
Nah, so obviously, Scotland's a small country. There's about 5.5 million people. But because the hobby is getting bigger in terms of mainly football and Pokemon. Pokemon's a really big one. But I'm surprised you haven't met anyone. I think there was a couple of people from Scotland in Munich, actually. But yeah, you might. They don't really travel much for card shows. So that's exactly why I set one up. And it just gives everyone a chance. And nah, man, the demand's been crazy. We're expecting like over 1,000 people in July. So
nice.
Yeah, I think it's growing. It's getting a lot bigger. And we get a lot of children getting into the hobby as well. So it's really great to see.
Is this the first official bigger card show that you guys have over there?
We are the only card show in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
We held a card show in Glasgow in August.
Mm-hmm.
And that was smaller. It was just to kind of see what the demand was like. There was about 350 people and it was a small venue, so it was very crowded.
Okay.
So we knew at the next one we had to go bigger. And yeah, so we've actually got a 2-day event now. So it's the 1st and 2nd of July, Saturday and Sunday. And I think there's probably about 10 more Saturday tickets left, and then Saturday is sold out.
Okay, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's only January, so I'm glad we've made it a 2-day event.
Okay, but will be in Edinburgh, right?
This one will be in Edinburgh. So the plan is to have a card show, maybe one or two a year in various locations across Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at Glasgow next year as well.
Very nice.
Where they are coming from the whole country, or is this really focused on these cities in Scotland?
So for the first show we did in Glasgow, there was people mainly from Northern England and Central Scotland. And now we've got our name a bit out there. We're getting people from all over the UK and Europe now.
Nice.
So yeah, it's getting a lot bigger. So it's really exciting.
That's really cool. Can you tell us something about the venue? What kind of venue did you choose to host the card show?
So when looking at venues, the first place you go, you look at some people doing football stadiums, some people find race courses, various different venues, and those ones are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're just starting out, I look for more independent venues that are more affordable, and they just have big creative spaces. And I managed to find one that actually used as an arts expedition center. Mm-hmm. And they do kind of flea markets and such.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been amazing and they're really excited to have us.
Cool.
We're bringing so many people to their venue where they'll have the cafe open and everything. And hopefully they have a really successful day too. So it's a win-win for everyone. Yeah.
Nice. Sounds great. Sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So is this then the plan, if I understand you right, to have this more often in the year than the kind of show?
Yeah, I think with how tickets are sold just now, I think the fact that we're selling out a Saturday already and it's only January and we've still got 6 months to go, I think the demand is there to possibly do some sort of winter show. Maybe not as big as a summer show, but I think with Scotland, winters can be cold, but it's actually a really lovely place in winter. And I think it can bring a lot of people coming over here for maybe like the Christmas markets in Edinburgh are really lovely. And the snow in the mountains, you can go hill walking and such. So I think I want to encourage people to make a weekend of it and then go and collect some cards too. So I think that's the plan. Yeah.
That's nice. Because I honestly have to admit, I don't know a lot about Scotland, to be honest, but it's my personal narrowness maybe, because I never had any connection to that country. So promote it. Why should people come there besides your card show? You just said skiing is an option?
Yeah, so the show in Edinburgh, and Edinburgh is the capital of Scotland, and it's a very lovely place. It's got a lovely castle in the middle of the city. There's no skyscrapers. It's very old buildings. It is actually the inspiration for J.K. Rowling in making Harry Potter. So it looks very Harry Potter-like.
Nice.
And lots of good beers in Scotland. And you've got, obviously, your whiskey. So I'm sure if you guys want to come along, you can do some whiskey tasting and you can get the best you'll ever actually taste. And with Scotland, it's loads of hill walking, loads of outdoor activities. It's a very outdoorsy place in terms of, like, mountain biking, kayaking, and all that sort. So if people want to come to Scotland, you make a lovely holiday out of it. And Edinburgh is a really great city. And that's where I am just now. So
nice. Very nice. Harry Potter and whiskey. I mean, what more can you ask for?
Literally, nah, exactly. Lots of sheep, lots of animals.
Perfect.
But this was me too. I had not that. I always had this Scotland. My connections always this impressive landscape. So and connection to different movies. I think where they found a lot of spots for special movies.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just come back to the show. I don't know if you already and I missed it. Is there the tables are already booked? Can I sell still, or is that also
seller? Now, I'm looking to announce this weekend. We have sold out of tables, and over the 2 days, it's around over 80 tables.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some lovely sponsors, and we've tried to get more Scottish companies involved.
Mm-hmm.
We have some of the big ones from England and Wales, but we've got some companies from Aberdeen, which is another city about 3 hours away from Edinburgh. Mm-hmm. We have a company from Inverness, which is a small city, and then lots from Glasgow and Edinburgh, and and some from England. So we have a big company like eBay sponsoring it, which has been amazing. And I think just bringing more eyes to the show and just get more people in the hobby, because we're hoping that we might get some random walk-ins maybe if tickets are available at the door. And they can get into the hobby, and then it grows and grows, and then you've got Scotland collecting all together. Yeah, that's the plan.
quick logistical question. Are you doing this like all on your own right now?
Right now it is all on my own. Wow. And it's been tough.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I work full-time as a school teacher. I study part-time in the university. I play basketball. I play football. And I also run the card show, but I think it's getting a lot. So I think this one is enough for me, but the next one will be bigger. So I will need to possibly hire some people to help. Yeah.
Or just use the kids, make it like a project in school.
I work with really, really, really small children.
Perfect. Nobody will find that.
Yeah,
what's about you mentioned now what you're doing beside the card show, school, and so on. What's about the collector, Jordan? What is also time?
I collect everything. I collect mainly football and Pokemon, which is quite weird because normally people either collect one or the other, but I collect everything. I collect a lot of the Scottish football cards, which I was selling in Munich, and may I just say they were quite popular. Like,
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, like I sold somebody on an autograph card from a player in Aberdeen. I don't think they had a clue who they were. I think they were just happy to get an autograph card. But yeah, there you go. Yeah, I've been collecting a lot of the Scottish cards, and I started to get into the World Cup Prism when it's a little bit more affordable now than when it first came out, because that was crazy expensive and I just couldn't afford it. I think at the Munich show, the boxes were going for like 400 euros, maybe more. So I think they've come down a bit, which is quite nice. I was actually flicking through, and this card was actually just in a pile, and it's after the World Cup, it's an Alvarez card.
Okay.
New era. And I was just looking, and there's nobody in the UK selling these, because you always look and it's on eBay. It's only people from like Germany and Europe, but nobody in the UK. So I need to start putting stuff on eBay now. I'll be there. Yeah.
So, but what got you into the hobby? So how did you start collecting?
So it's the usual story. Like me and my brothers, I have two older brothers, and we just started collecting mainly Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh! And we also, you know, the stickers for football. And we used to like start the books, never finish the books, just always stuck them, rip them out, trade them at school. People were bringing fake cards. I don't know how people got fake cards where I'm from, but... So yeah, it was just mainly that. And then obviously lockdown happened, and then looking for more things to do, couldn't play sports or anything. So I watched some YouTube videos, loads of YouTube videos, and then decided to spend all the money I worked hard for on other things like football and Pokemon. I think Pokemon was the first thing I got back into over lockdown. I think the whole Logan Paul hype really brought a lot of people back. And yeah, it kind of brought me back as well. So.
But you play basketball, but don't collect basketball?
I collect some basketball. Okay. I collect everything. I think I've got a pile here. I collect Digimon and then football, Pokemon, but this is my favorite card. This is a Rajon Rondo card.
Okay. Yeah.
He's my favorite player. And I like to think I play like him too.
I would say the same. 100%.
He's a phenomenal player, and I really got into watching basketball when he played for the Celtics. And this year the Celtics are doing amazing, so it's lovely to see.
I also think Rajon Rondo, he has this smooth and very intelligent style of playing, like very intelligent.
He's like all round. He can score baskets, but he can get like 20 assists or something every game. He gets steals, and he's got such long arms, so he like does all these fakes. Oh, they're amazing.
100%. And it's a cool name, Rajon Rondo.
It's like, and he just kept on getting injured, actually, I think, after a while. So we never really, he kind of, I don't want to say he disappeared because that's not fair on him, but he kind of fizzled out a wee bit, the whole hype, the way he played. But I still am a big fan of him.
How is the hobby? I don't know what you recognize here in Germany, but how is it in Scotland? You mentioned before there's a lot of collectors, Pokemon and also sports, but how easy is it in Scotland to get products or to find trade partners? Is it eBay the spot also in Scotland where you buy your cards? Is there special Scottish platforms? Help us a bit in the...
Yeah, so in Scotland, there are no collectible card shops. We have no shops. Okay. We have shops that sell Pokemon in such of like game shops and geek shops. But in terms of football and stuff, one of the biggest breakers actually on Vault in the UK, P Commando, he's from Glasgow. So it's actually a Scottish company. And he's one of the biggest breakers in the UK that breaks basketball, football, NFL, everything. He's one of the biggest breakers. And I think a lot of people in Scotland will watch his vaults and just like bid and such. But in terms of people going to like buy shops out, this is the car show. This is where people go to now start trading and buying cars. And I think the more regular shows we do, it actually makes it more accessible for people, because I think it's quite hard. And I think people will maybe have to fly down to London to get cards, or yeah, like you said, it's just eBay and Vault. So it would be nice if a card popped up, a card shop popped up. But right now it's the Scotland car shows where you gotta go.
Nice. Cool. Where you want to go to. You don't have to, but you want to go to Scotland car show.
Yeah, exactly. If you wanna, yeah.
But you said you were in Munich. You also visit some other countries with your Scotland card show.
So far, it's just been Munich. And that was kind of just to promote the show and let everyone know, like put Scotland on the map a wee bit. And I think I've actually just booked some time off work to go to the next Paris show. Mm-hmm. I think that's just popped up in May. So I'm really excited to go to that, because I saw the last one and it looked really good fun. I've always wanted to go to the Nordic card show in Copenhagen as well. That looked really good. So I think the next place we got hit is America, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean,
I saw you guys are doing the card trip to America, I think.
Yeah, actually, Burbank is in February, I think, beside National, I think one of the biggest in US.
Yeah.
National, of course. I've never been there as well in the National or Burbank, so hopefully this year, this will be the first time. But yeah, car trips, we also offer a tour to Burbank, later also to National. And
that's so cool.
Maybe for some of the guys who listen our podcast and now plan to go to Scotland, we will talk later and maybe we will check if we can organize a tour also to Scotland. If there's really also cool tickets available, you said it's just Sunday. Yeah, we will check.
Yeah. Well, we can talk after, yeah. But and I also saw for your trip to Burbank, you're going to watch an NBA game as well.
That's the plan, yeah, that we will.
That's so cool.
I think it really makes a lot of sense with all these trips that you, like you said, you combine it with other stuff. I mean, if you make the trip to another country, yeah, it would be not a waste of time, but take your 1 or 2 or 3 days to see the local environment, see the nature, see the cities. And I think what you brought up is very interesting. And that's also, Marcus, if I understand the concept correct, you want to combine with, I mean, the card show is great and it's the center of the trip, but you need to do other stuff when you make these trips. It's my personal opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think but in terms of like coming to Edinburgh and such, it would be a case of you could do like a whiskey tasting tour, or you could go do a walking tour at the castle. You could go up one of the mountains, just explore the city. And then, yeah, go to the card show for the day. And then at night, you can try some of our lovely beer.
A soccer game? Is there a season now? You go to soccer games in Edinburgh?
Season's just started again for the second half. But I believe on the 1st and 2nd of July, I think the football season will be finished by then.
No.
I think it'll be finished by then. But in maybe future shows, it would be great to tie it in with big football games, like maybe a Celtic versus Rangers game or something. That'd be really cool.
Or we do like a hobby world championships. Like,
I always thought that as well. Germany versus the UK.
Yeah.
Card
Marcus,
show,
goalie.
Football game. That'd be good fun.
Before the whiskey.
Sounds nice. Sounds very
I
nice.
Think Scotland is unfortunately not the best at football, but you know.
Germany neither.
at least you got in the World Cup, guys.
Yeah.
A few games.
Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging that.
At least you were there. Yeah, we just have to support anybody that England's playing, so
that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Is there a Scottish player in the Bundesliga? I don't know. Is there a Scottish
Is Alan McInerney still playing?
I think we had a lot of Celtic players from Glasgow. playing for Japan and Morocco, I believe. And obviously they got to the semifinals. So it was great to see, you know, some Celtic players in the semifinals. And we have a lot of Scottish football players play in the Premier League for teams like Liverpool and such. So we have some good players, but I think for the Scotland national team, we just don't really have, sounds bad, we don't really have like a good finisher. Nobody can score goals.
Okay.
So that's just, if we win a game, it's a 1-0 or 0-0 draw. We've never scored lots of goals.
Okay. I mean, Germany is always good. Oh god.
Yeah.
But I have to say it's weird. Like Scotland is, I've never heard anything bad about Scotland. Like you hear,
I think it's a nice,
you hear stories nice about all countries. This it's their problem. That is their problem. Like this is going wrong there. But Scotland.
It's a bit like Switzerland. So.
Probably the most beautiful place in the world, besides Disneyland.
No, it is. It's really nice. A lot of people... I'm from up in the Highlands of Scotland, so I'm from a place that there was probably only about 300 people in population.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm from the places where you had to drive 1 hour to a shop and stuff.
Nice.
But it was beautiful, but it's just... To live there, it's not very nice. So that's why you come to a city like Edinburgh or Glasgow. And yeah, it's really nice.
Cool.
That's great. I have one last question that was on my mind when you said you're a school teacher. So of course you work with young kids. But
yes.
Is it already that in that young age that kids, like, do they collect something? Do they collect stickers? Like
they do, yeah. That's I actually made the show, the Scotland Card Show, is free for under 16.
Okay.
And that's just because, you know, I don't want to take money for a ticket where they don't have enough money to spend at the show. So I'd rather them save up £10 of their pocket money and go trade some cards, go buy some and just have fun with it, you know. You're not expecting a child under 16 to go buy a £100,000 card. Whereas actually in America, I see that. I don't know if you see the videos on YouTube, and these children are hustling, you know, they're doing insane trades. It's even I couldn't afford.
Yeah.
But yeah, over here in Scotland, it's mainly children collecting Pokemon. And it's me, I'm there like, sleeve up, put it in a sleeve. And they're like, nah, it's fine, just like waving it about. I'm like, oh no. Because when when me and my brothers were younger, we probably had a first edition Charizard, and we were probably taking it to school, like crunkling it up and just like training it with people. But football is always really popular here with the match attacks and tops in terms of collecting that World Cup, the Road to Qatar World Cup stickers, they were really popular. They were selling out in some shops here. So it's crazy.
Mm.
Nice. Yeah, very interesting. Marcus has another question. I see it in his eyes.
No, not the question, but I like that you give it a free entrance. I want to say that I like that.
Yeah, and I also want to tell people that when it comes to the card show, I do not make money from it. All the money I get from, say, like ticket sales and such are either invested into making this card show as best as possible, or it's actually going to be invested into the next one to make that even bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully I can afford maybe the next one an even like bigger venue and have more people, which obviously will cost money. And then that's where this money goes. So this is a hobby for me, and it's just so I can enjoy the hobby as well in Scotland. So where I hope a lot of people can there too.
Very cool.
All information, you have a website, I think, I know we
yeah, I think we post on Instagram and Facebook where you'll see announcements and such. I think, I have a feeling Saturday tickets will sell out this weekend, so I'll announce that and any vendors or sponsorships that get announced. And we have a website at scotlandcardshow.co.uk, and that's where you can maybe get the link for tickets and see some more information and some photos as well from past show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice to see. I think the last show, it was really sunny in Glasgow. It was 28 degrees, so it got a bit hot. I don't know what to expect. It's Scotland. It could be minus 11. It could be 30 degrees. Who knows? But it'll be fun.
Nice. Take everything with you.
Yeah, we put everything in the show notes and then just take it from there. So thank you so much for your time, sir. It was fun.
No, thanks so much for having me, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great time.
Yeah, bye-bye. I'll speak to you guys later. Cheers.
Bye-bye.